Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for this seed. Get ready, because I brought you into a time and you've seen many beginnings as well as endings. And yet, with the endings, get ready for new ways to expand, new ways to grow. The Spirit of the Lord is realigning and adjusting some things for thee. I feel by the Holy Ghost that the Lord is working behind the scenes. I can also tell you that God says that you're going to come into a time of new confidence and new increase. I can tell you by the Spirit of the Most High that right connections are coming before thee. And you're going to see that between now and around about the 10th of October, favor and communications, favor with people in authority, favor with those in power. And you're going to find that your communication skills are going to be quite powerful now. You're going to find that you're going to be able to impress those who are in authority. New professional opportunities. You might land some new things, new work, new opportunities. Promotion I see all around thee. The Lord says write, 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 and continue to keep on writing. I see extra income, or a new source, favor, surrounding maybe loans or mortgages or even taxes. Or maybe even insurance, some kind of a break that could end up blessing you. I can further tell you that the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to have a gift of networking, more networking, much more than usual. God says get the business cards ready. God is going to remove the repression and the oppression. If you need to go ahead and obtain a loan or something surrounding a mortgage or address something of that nature, God says do it now, between now and the end of the month, because you have a gift for words and persuasion. Father says around the 24th, this could bring some new opportunities, maybe to higher education or maybe even travel. And yes, you should be writing. In October, you'll go with the flow and there will be no need to worry. I can further tell you that the Lord is moving, for the Lord says the seeds that you have sown shall begin to blossom and grow, because around the 23rd to around about the end of December is going to be a time where the seeds you have sown shall begin to prosper and they're going to begin to reach fruition. For the Spirit of the Lord will say unto thee that there is a move of the Spirit, and you're going to get rid of some old ways of thinking, some old ways of doing things. The dream world shall be quite open unto thee. You're going to end relationships that you've outgrown, and you're going to move forward. I heard the Lord say unto me, because you're going to find that around the 23rd of October, circle that date, God's going to touch your career area, and he's going to usher in some new professional opportunities. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the prophetess and then the team of prophets. God bless.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this wonderful month of September. As September continues, Father God says this is a wonderful season to begin to focus on finances. For Father God says you'll be doing a balancing act in this season, yet Father God says you're assigned for it. Father God says you're anointed and appointed. For Father God says you'll find balance in relationships, partnerships, and Father God says you're going to be focusing on your spiritual priorities. For Father God says this is the season where he's restoring your health and your mind. I hear Father God saying new vitality and new strength to thy body, thy mind, and thy household. I further hear Father God saying emotional healing. For Father God says this is a season where you're going to begin to take responsibility and accountability for yourself. And Father God says you're going to begin to move forward. I hear Father God say, focus on the big picture in this season. For Father God says you're going to be able to plan wisely. Father God says you're even reviewing your value system in this season. For I hear Father God saying wise financial counsel. I hear Father God saying there's going to be a season where you're going to be walking in a new understanding. I hear Father God saying you're revamping some things, even concerning your personal routines and your everyday schedule. I hear Father God saying write it down and make it plan for success, because Father God says you're going to walk it out. I also hear Father God saying you're going to be paying attention to family in this season in a new way. And Father God says speak and be heard. For Father God said this is a season where you're going to begin to come into even a new restoration, even concerning God says he's restoring some things concerning education. Father God says your education is not over. Father God said, to focus. I have scholarships and grants. And I hear Father God saying, set your intentions. Father God says, set your intentions concerning this endeavor. And Father God says, you're going to complete it. I also hear Father God saying, face your fears. Well, Father God says, you are in the season of self-discovery. And Father God says, you're able to even identify with hidden fears in this season. And Father God says, you're going to begin to face your fears and work through them where they will not become crutches. I hear Father God saying, this is an excellent time to begin to release your fears and face any obstacles. I hear Father God says, anything with addictions, Father God says, this is the season to release the addictions. I hear Father God saying, avoid being a workaholic in this season. And Father God says, you're going to work smart and hard. So Father God says, move forward in faith and not fear. And Father God says, this is the season to focus on your potential and not your past. I do hear Father God saying, let go, let God, and move in confidence. For Father God says, he's restoring your confidence in this season. Father God says, avoid becoming jealous or resentful of anyone or their accomplishments. Father God says, this is the season to celebrate others' victories, celebrate others' success. For Father God says, this is a season also of self-improvement and self-evaluation. Father God says, this is also the season to begin to focus on self and Father God says, you're in a season of new self-expression. Father God says, let your expression flow through your writings. Begin to write the book, for your story is to be told. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Alberta. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that you're going to be seen. God says that you're going to be heard. I'm also hearing God say rewards and recognition. And God says that there's something that you're going to be recognized for. I'm hearing God say that he's empowering you, he's elevating you, and that there's a promotion for you. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Rebecca. I just hear God saying, I don't know what Mahalia Jackson means to you, or if someone in the family knows this famous person. But I just hear God saying spiritual hymns. I hear an orator. I hear favor in the area of publishing and writing. God says this is the time and season that you're going to begin to really seek him. And God is going to bring you out. This season is coming, and he's going to bring you out and bring you from out in the background to the foreground. God says he's going to begin to allow you to shine, and you're going to begin to see a lot of the revelation knowledge coming forth out of you. But I see something tied with music, something with creativity coming forth out of you, or someone that is close to you, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Alberta. I hear the word of the Lord say to you, peace be still. For Father God says this is the season where you strengthen in your body and your mind. I do hear Father God saying new vitality. Father God says stop comparing yourself to others. Father God says stay focused on yourself and your talents and your gifting. I do hear Father God say increase visibility in this season. And I hear Father God saying this is the season to balance. Father God says have a balance in this season. Don't burn the candles at both ends. I hear Father God saying monitor thy body and thy mind in this season. And I hear Father God saying, trust the process and release the path. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you once again, Sister Alberta. Thank you, woman of God, for the seed of $49. This is a season of where the Lord says he's clearing out some things, a season and a time where the Lord said he's renewing some things, a season and a time where God's going to begin to heal your body, a season and a time where God's going to bless you in the area of your career, in the area of work. It's a season and a time that you're going to begin some new things, and you're going to begin to see the favor of the Lord all upon thee. It's a season where there will be no worry and there will be no doubt. And you will know, woman of God, that the hand of the Lord is upon thee, for you will sense and know that he has favored thee. Because I heard God say unto the woman of God that you're going to have an opportunity to be to where God's going to touch career, and you're going to see that your career is going to take off in a big way, yay, and you're going to see that your talents are going to be recognized. For I heard God says valuable opportunities are heading your way, and you're going to find, woman of God, that your skill is going to be recognized by individuals, and you're going to begin to see that God's going to touch you spiritually, because I see expansion for the next 12 to the next 18 months, and you're going to find, woman of God, that you're going to be able to release some fears and habits and replace them with some new healthy things. For the Lord says, I shall begin to feed your soul. For I heard God say, woman of God, that this is some real transformational power of the Holy Spirit that's going to help you heal certain areas of your life. For the Lord says you're primed for spiritual growth. You're primed for spiritual evolution that will increase you in a great way. And you're going to know that the hand of the Lord is upon thee, because God is bringing clarity in your life. And yea, for the past 6 months, you have been making some real self-discoveries about some fears and some things that you've been holding on to. But I heard God said it's a time of release as you're letting go the crutches. For the Lord says prepare, because I see honors and awards and achievements coming your way, and you shall grow in wisdom and yea, even in stature. For the Lord will say unto thee, woman of God, that you're going to find that you shall be growing even in the area of influence and power, and you're going to be perfecting your skills and finding ways to increase business and even income. For life is going to be different than it has been, because God says you are growing in great success, and you're going to find that you will rise to the top. And as you begin to apply your education, your experience, your enthusiasm, and your skills, you will surely, surely prosper. For this is your time of great wealth and great strength. Prepare, because change is visiting in this hour. God bless.